this conversation in my heart and leading into tonight, I just want to give you a few things that about aware. I don't want you to be aware. I just want you aware. I don't want you to reverence demons. I don't want you to put any faith in them at all, because that's not what it's about tonight. I just want you to be aware that they are there, aware that they are out there, and that they can wreck a life if we're not careful. Aware of demonic forces. Acts chapter number 16 and verse number 16 tonight, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight, to just be aware of demonic forces that's all around us tonight. It would be devastating if your eyes and my eyes could see what was going on in the spiritual world. Boy, we would be really blown away if we could see what was going on in the spiritual world. Acts chapter number 16 and verse 16, the Bible says, "And it came to pass," there it is, "as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit." You notice he didn't speak to the woman, but he spoke to the spirit that was in the woman. That demonic spirit, he spoke to that spirit tonight. "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out of her. See, it was a woman, but he came out. It was a woman, but he came. What came out? That demonic spirit. "And he came out the same hour." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you for the prayer request tonight that we can lift up to you. Lord, I pray tonight for the ones that are sin sick tonight, the ones that need you. I pray they come to know you before it's eternally too late. I thank you for the sick salvations at Fulton Bridge. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for them kids that got born again. I thank you for Charles Cole that gave his life to you today, Father. Lord God, I thank you for this meeting that we have tonight. And Lord God, we do live in a world, Father, where there are demonic forces amongst us, but they're no match to the name of Jesus Christ. They're no match to the power of Jesus. And Lord God, tonight, I pray tonight that we put all of our faith, hope, and trust, and nothing more, nothing less, but Jesus Christ tonight. Father, I love you and I thank you. Bless the reading of your word. Keep us safe and out of harm's way. And we ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Being aware of demonic forces. We're going to turn a little bit tonight, but I want to bring you to where we are tonight and show you what a demonic force is and how you can recognize that tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we come to this text, Apostle Paul commanded the evil demonic spirit to come out of the woman. When he come up, it wasn't a suggestion. He didn't ask that demonic spirit, if you will or if you would like to. When he came to that place, he came with force and he demanded that spirit to come out of that woman. Here, I want to give you what they are tonight. Demons are only fallen angels. Demons, that's what they are tonight. They're fallen angels who were cast out of heaven with Satan. They're not people that have died and roaming around, as some would teach. They're not that tonight. When somebody dies, they either go to hell or heaven. That's just the two places. They don't get to roam around. And when you die, you don't give the free spirit to roam around and go visit people. You don't get to do that tonight. It is this tonight. They are fallen angels who were cast out of heaven with Satan according to the Bible. And I want to get with that in a few moments. But tonight I want to start with this. Demons are real. Okay? I want to start with that tonight, that demons are real. And I want to give you a few things that show in the Word of God tonight that demons are real. Number one tonight, they're real because we see in the Bible that they have names. They have been named. They have names that they're out there. If you'll turn with me to Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 9 tonight, I want to show you that they have names tonight. Demons are real. Do you remember the maniac there at Gadara when he went there and there was a demonic force inside of him in Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 9? And when Jesus came and he came to that area and he came to that coast, I tell you tonight that he had a name when he came there. He came to that place and that man was possessed. He had been in the tombs cutting himself. himself night and day. And I say to you tonight that that evil demonic spirit will have somebody cutting themselves. It'll have them cutting themselves. It'll have them not in their right mind. Look what the Bible says in Mark chapter number 5 and verse number 9. And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is..." Who is he talking to here? He is talking to that demonic spirit. And Jesus said, "What is thy name?" And he said, "My name is Legion." He said, "My name is Legion because there are many of us." Tonight I see in Mark chapter number 5 that Jesus, he confronted that demonic spirit and he said, "What is your name?" And tonight he called himself Legion because there are many. But I also see tonight that not only in Mark 5, 9 that he is named, but if you'll turn with me to Revelation chapter number 9 and verse number 11 tonight, we see also that demons are named there. And tonight, can I say to you that they are all amongst us tonight. There are them fallen angels that got cast out of heaven when Satan got cast out, and they have names tonight. We seen in Mark 5, 9 that he called himself Legion. But in Revelation chapter number 9 and verse number 11 tonight, I thank God tonight that he has more power than any demon in hell. Can I get an amen? Tonight their name, that God knows who they are, where they are, and when they're tormenting a child of God tonight. And you say, "Preacher, how long can they torment me?" Until you rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. He says tonight in Revelation chapter number 9 and verse number 11, and they had a king over them. Over what? Over them demonic spirits. They had a king that was sending them forward. They had a king that was making sure they put havoc on our lives every day of our life. Look at this. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. They're nothing more than cast out angels tonight. And they have free reign. Look, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is abandoned, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. And you say, what does that mean tonight? In the Hebrew, it would mean a destroyer tonight. And that's all that a demonic force is trying to do. It is trying to destroy people. And tonight, you say, "Preacher, I'm above demonic forces. I'm above demonic means." You're not talking to me tonight. You're the one they're looking for tonight. When you think that you're above them and your mind is clear and your thoughts is clear, and not me, preacher, they've got you already. They're already entangled you and wrapped you up. Can I say tonight that their demons are real? They have names tonight. But can I say to you tonight, and there's somebody in here who will understand this very clearly. I understand this in my life. Not only demons have names, but demons can talk. They can speak when they're out and about. Friends, tonight, I don't know about you, but I've been in places, and I've been places where I've heard stuff that wasn't of God, Brother Roy. I've heard it come out of people that wasn't of God. I've heard them squalling out, and I'm not talking in the Holy Ghost or in the Holy Spirit. I've heard them have a demonic spirit on them, and they be living in a way that's not right. And when you get talking about Jesus, it gets under their skin, and it ain't the person, but it's that demonic spirit that is on them. Look with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 4 tonight, in verse number 33. Apostle Paul knew it was a demonic force there in that lady, but Jesus also knows that demons can speak. Not only do they have a name, but they can speak. When you listen to this tonight, even as the Holy Spirit of heaven is so sweet and he'll speak to you, you remember tonight had that demonic force, it'll speak to you. There's people doing a lot of crazy things that are not who they was. Have you ever heard somebody say, "Well, I know them. I can't believe they would do something like that. I can't believe that they'd go off that deep end. I've known them all my life. I can't believe they're acting that way. I can't believe they're doing this." That's not their nature. Well, what is it? It is a demonic force. It's something on them that they can't get off themselves. And the only way you can get away from it is through the name of Jesus Christ and through his power. Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 33. Look with me, if you will, here in Luke 4, 33. "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil." Here it is. He was in the synagogue. He was in the church. He was amongst the people of God tonight. Not only do they have names, but they can speak tonight. And then in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice. And that's what they do. They can speak and they can cry out. Folks, tonight, I'm telling you tonight that demonic forces are real, and in the local body church we need to know that in the day that we live in and the day that we're in. Saying, here's what they're speaking, they're talking. Look what they say. You say, "Well, that's in Bible time. What are we living in now?" I got a Bible in my hand. I'm living in Bible time. I'm not eating nothing different tonight. Have you ever had something tell you to do something that's off the wall and stupid? Have you ever had something, and you say, "Whoa, wait a minute, that ain't right. If you didn't discern it wasn't right, well, you'd have done it. You'd have done something that cost you your whole life. It's a demonic force that is, man, if you could see the spiritual war, it'd be unreal. Look what he says in 34, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? So not only do they have a name and not only can they speak, but they have emotions. Here's what he said. He said, leave us alone. We don't want to be messed with. He says, art thou come to destroy us? See, they know that they got an end. And they know there's going to come a day that they're going to be bound up and thrown into that bottomless pit. They know it's coming and they know who Jesus is. And here's what they say. They said, only they got a name, but they can speak and they got emotions. Look what he says. Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art. They said, I know who you are. Look what they said. The Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. So we see that not only that demons are real, that they got names and demons can speak and demons, but demons have emotions. And tonight I want you to know, when you get emotional and you be careful tonight, the demons can run your emotions too. Turn with me to James 2:19. Man, I'm telling you what, as I got on that last week, got thinking about that, it just got all over me. In James 2:19, we see that they got names, that they can speak, and they have emotions tonight. In James 2:19, I want to show you this tonight. Talking about demons are real, and you be careful tonight where you go and what you do and what you play with and where you get around tonight. I'd be careful with my kids, what I let them watch and what I let them see. I heard on AFR this week and Caleb about AI Jesus, and you be careful with that you can go on your phone and you can Google and they'll tell you what Jesus is really thinking and what he's really doing, and he'll give you what you really need. Listen to me tonight, you don't get a hold of Jesus on your phone. You don't get a hold of Jesus through some app. He don't talk to you that way. Listen to me tonight. That's straight from the pits of hell. That's not of God tonight. And as long as I'm a pastor, as long as I'm a Christian, I'm going to preach against that. That's not right. Don't you go to some phone and ask a Bible question tonight. You get in that old leatherback King James Bible and it'll give you the right answer. Amen? Hey, don't you? There's somebody behind that screen. There's somebody pumping out what they want you to know. And that's not Jesus. Man, I'm telling you what, artificial, intelligent Jesus. You get away from that. You get away from that. That's not of God. That's got nothing to do with it. Well, what about if somebody did get saved through that? That's not of God. Don't you get in that. Get away from that mess. And don't get tied up in it. Listen to me, as your pastor, you'll get in something that you can't get out of. You'll be tied up in something you can't get out of. And we put too much trust in that little glowing thing in our hand. And we Google our answer and we'll Google it till we get the answer that we want instead of getting the right answer. So you stay away from this AI Jesus. There's only one Jesus. Amen? Hey, it ain't on your phone. Don't let it come to that phone and mess you up. It's coming towards your phone. Just go ahead and get ready. And you stay away from it tonight. Don't you get tied up with that. Demons are real. They have names. They can speak. And they have emotions. Look in James 2:19 what the Bible says. Thou believest that there is one God? Oh my goodness. Brother James said, thou believest there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Can I say to you, most demons have more faith than we do. They tremble at the name of Jesus. In the world we live in, people mock the name of Jesus. Blaspheme the name of Jesus. Run the name of Jesus in the ground. They got more faith than most people in the world that we live in. Why? Because they tremble. They know what he can do in their life. I see tonight that demons are real. Number one, they have names. They can speak. They have emotions. But they also have strength tonight that is more than you and more than me. You can't handle them and I can't handle them tonight. That woman couldn't handle them in the book of Acts. And the only thing can handle that is the name of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Acts 19:16 tonight. And I want to show you this here in the Bible. That demons are real tonight, and they must be called out, and they must be aware of what goes on. Great strength tonight, but not no strength like Jesus. And tonight as we get here, you know what this is talking about when they came, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. He said, I know Jesus, and I know Paul, but who are you? You see, they knew who they said, I don't know who you are. And I'm telling you tonight, demons are real and they have uncontrollable strength. Only by the blood of Jesus can you control them. And the man whom the evil spirit, here it is, 19:16 of Acts. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, that overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. A lot of times Christians get whooped because when they go in, they're going in flesh and blood, and it's a spiritual battle, and they don't even realize it. You have a problem with family, you have a problem with friends, you have a problem, and you think it's flesh and blood, and it's spiritual the whole time. And here's what happens. When you go in your own strength, you're not prayed up, you're not studied up, you're not where God would have you to be. When you go in, number one, that demon will leap on you, it'll overcome you, it'll prevail against you, and it'll leave you naked and ashamed. Tonight, demons are real, but number two, I want to give you this tonight as we go on through. Demons are relentless and among us today. Not only are they real, but they are relentless in what they do. Turn with me, if you will, to Revelation chapter number 12 tonight, and I want to look in verse number 7. This brings us back to knowing that they are amongst us even today. Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number, if you will, 7 tonight. Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 7. And here's how they came amongst us here. That's how they're amongst us today. Demons are real, but they're also relentless, and they're among us today. Here's what he says tonight in Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 7. The Bible says, and there was a war in heaven. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, the devil. And the dragon fought and his angels. They're relentless. If they'll fight in heaven, they'll fight on earth. If they'll fight God and his angels, they're going to fight us. The only body defeated them was Michael and his angels. God gave them power to defeat them. Jesus defeats them. Look at this tonight. And there was a war in heaven. Man, they're relentless and they're tearing families apart. And there's a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. But look at verse 8. And they prevailed not. What happened when they fought and they didn't win? What happened? They said, okay, time out. We're good. We've wrestled. We fought. You can stay. You can just stay. Get in your corner of heaven. I'm going to get my corner. We're all going to be... Everybody going to heaven. No. Look what he says. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. They didn't have a place no more in heaven. They had no more authority. They had nothing else in heaven at this point. When they fought and they wanted to be higher than God, you know what happened? They got kicked out. When I want to be higher than God, and you want to be higher than God, and I want to do God's work, and I want to be more than God is, guess what happens? It won't work that way. He is the only one. And look what he says. And the great dragon was cast out. And here's what he called him. That old serpent. Or that old snake. Called the devil, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out of the earth, out into the earth, where we're at today. And his angels was cast out with him. That's what's tormenting you. That's why we can't live the Christian life just like, oh man, everything's good. Hey man, it's just sweet and better roses. Everything's good. Don't worry about it, man. Life's good. Just keep rocking on. That's why you got war every day of your life. That's why it's a battle and a conflict. That's why it's going on. Because you've got adversity against you. You got something pushing against you. And it's that demonic force. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength. Why? Because they was kicked out. The kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren, he's talking about Satan, is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But look here. Here's what he says. Woe, or man, be careful, or aware to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. That's you and I. He says, you better be aware. They're real and they're relentless. What did Michael do? Did Michael just kick, did he just thump Satan and angels out? No, they fought. They fought in heaven. And now he's telling me and he's telling you, hey man, you better be ready. Because guess where they're at now? They're amongst us. For the devil is come down unto, verse 12, the devil's come down unto you, having great wrath because he, why does he fight you and I tooth and nail? Why? But Jerry, you know why? Because he has a limited time. Look what the Bible says. Because he knoweth that he had a short time. That's why he ain't giving up. That's why he stays on your coattail 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Preacher, he ain't on mine. My life is... Well, maybe he's got you. Preacher, he ain't on my coattail. My family, my life is perfect. We ain't got no problem. Well, maybe he done got you. Maybe he's done sifted you somehow. He's done got you right where he wants you, and you don't even know he's around. He said he's come down to do what? He's real. Folks, he is real tonight. And if you're living a Christian life and there's no resistance and there's no pushback and there's nothing, you make sure tonight you're a believer. Because when you get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you got a target on your back. And the one that's shooting them bullets at you is a demonic force, and it's wanting to tear you down, break you down, and leave you miserable tonight. But he says this, he says, because the reason he does that is because he's for a short time. I want to give you three things tonight, how he's relentless and he won't give up tonight. I want to give you three ways that he's relentless tonight and he won't give up. Number one is he's a deceiver. He said he's cast down, and what does he do? He is deceiving the whole world. He is deceiving them. You know how I know that he's deceiving them? You know how I know the world's deceived? Watch your TV. Look what all everything's right, that all my life has been wrong, but now it's right. All my life has been wrong. It's always been a man and a woman to be married, always. But now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What's the Supreme Court? It doesn't matter. Babies being aborted, it doesn't matter. Do what you want to do. Live like you want to live. Feel like you want to feel. Do whatever. It doesn't matter. He's deceiving the world. And you got evangelists on TV saying God loves everybody and everybody going to heaven. That's a deceiver. This app that's coming to your phone that you can get on there that's going to give you this Jesus. That's not Jesus. He's not going to come to you that way. He comes to you in the form of the Holy Ghost, and He speaks to you, and He warns you, and He wants you to be saved, and He wants you to walk that life. That's how He does that today. In the world we live in, He is trying to deceive people that you can live any way you want to, do whatever you want to do, be ever how you want to be, and at the end of the day, God loves everybody, and everybody's going to heaven. That's not true. He is deceiving the whole world. Because if He can keep you deceived, number two, He can destroy you. Mamas and daddies, it's our place to teach our children that they be not deceived. That they be not deceived in the world that we live in. He is out to deceive, and He's out to destroy you, and He's out to destroy me. Why? Because He's relentless. He doesn't care about you. Budweiser doesn't care about you. When they plaster that thing on TV and makes it look good, they don't tell you the consequences. You've heard this all your life. We said, I'll never forget when I was a kid, a senior in high school, we sat in there and they'd start in this corner, they'd go to that corner, they'd show us four corners. And they say, before you have your 10-year reunion, there are going to be some of you who won't never make it to that 10-year reunion. Why? Because you got something out there that's against you that would rather have you dead than alive. He's a deceiver. He's a destroyer. That's what Satan is. And can I say this? He is the best disguiser there ever been. This had ever been. Preacher, what do you mean? He can disguise himself as an angel of light. Have you ever seen somebody, man, you thought they were straight up good old guy. And they fooled you, Brother Roy. They disguised themselves. They ain't who they said they was. They ain't who they thought they was. They disguise. And that's what Satan, he's relentless. He'll disguise it any which way he can. When you get on to him this way, he'll come another way. He'll go a different way. When you figure him out that way, he'll come a different avenue to you. He's real and he's relentless. You say, preacher, are you sure he'll disguise himself? Let me show you the book of Corinthians tonight. Man, this has been on my heart. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 tonight and verse number 14. He will disguise himself. He's real and he is relentless tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 tonight, if you will. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 tonight and verse number 14. I want to show you this. Let's do verse 13. Deceiving the world, destroying folks, and disguising himself because he's amongst us. Hiding. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Look in verse 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. What does he do? He disguises himself. He makes it look good. He makes it look like light. He makes it look good. I want to share this with you. We're running out of time, but I want to share this with you tonight. Be aware of demonic forces. Number one, they're real. Number two, they're relentless. And number three, demons have every Christian on their radar. You can't do nothing about it. You're on it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing. You're on their radar. Some days they're going to get you more than others. Some days you're going to be able to see them. You're going to know that's not right. Stay away. No, that's not right. But some days they're going to disguise themselves, and you're not going to know. So, preacher, what do I do to be ready? I'm going to give you five things to be ready tonight. I don't know if you jot down notes or not. I'm not really worried about how real they are and how relentless, but I am worried about how to war them off. Amen? Right? A good defense is better than any offense. Amen? To have defense. Number one, if I'm on their radar, how am I going to get them off of me? How am I going to get away from them? Number one, put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God. Don't put on half. Don't put on part of it. Don't put on some of it. Put on the whole armor of God. I would encourage you tonight to go home and read the whole armor of God and make sure you're putting it on. Number two, in Ephesians 6:16, take the shield of faith. You can put on the armor all you want, but if you ain't got a shield, you're in trouble. Take the shield of faith. Ephesians 4:27, I would like for you to turn there tonight. Do not give place to the devil. Ephesians chapter number 4 in verse number 27. Don't give place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. He's talking to the church at Ephesus here, and it's a Bible verse. What does he say? Don't give place to the devil. You know when he comes. You know when he's around. Don't give him no avenue. You know when he is sifting you. My wife can, she's got a nose on her. She'll say, BJ, that's not being Christian-like. You calm down. What's rearing me up on the inside? Yeah, evil. That's not to do. Six, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. And neither give place to the devil. Well, you just don't know, preacher. It'll be okay. Number one, put on the whole armor of God. Number two, take the shield of faith against that demonic force. Don't give place to the devil. Be sober and be vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober and be vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. If you want to war off the demonic attack. And the last thing tonight is submit and resist. James 4:7. Turn with me there and we'll be closing. James 4:7. If I'm on his radar, I need to get as close to my help that I can get. James 4:7. And look what the Bible says. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. It's amazing, Brother Jerry Gabby, he didn't use the word commit. Everybody in this room, you have committed to something before that you've quit. Most of us has committed to a diet before. I'm going to lose weight and committed to a diet. And then what did we do? We did what?
Eat a lot.
Eat a lot. Little Debbie cakes, that's a no-no on any diet. Sister Megan, can I get amen? They're not on any diet. And when you know that the Debbie cake truck runs fresh on Wednesdays, you got a problem with them. I told Brandy, don't you bring none home to Dollar General Detroit unless it's on Wednesday evening. That's when he runs fresh. So, listen, we've all committed to something and we quit. But committing is what I'm just going to give you. Then I have the authority to take. But submit, you know what submit is? Submit yourselves unto God. Submit. Submit. It's no longer me, it's no longer mine. It's yours. When that spiritual warfare comes your way, submit yourself unto God. Say, God, I can't handle it no more, and you know I can't. I couldn't to start with. But I have submitted myself to you. That's why a lot of Christians burn out, because all they've done is committed. They've made a decision, but not made to be a disciple. They've just committed, and then they burn out and fall out and fizzle out. But can I say to you tonight, when you submit, you realize you're not only your own authority no more, but you're under His authority. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. How am I going to resist him? By putting on the whole armor of God. By drawing nigh to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. If you'll resist him, he'll flee. He'll flee from you. If you'll resist him, he'll flee. In the name of Jesus, get behind me. Say, he'll flee. But you know what our problem is? We don't resist him. We don't resist the temptation. We like it. We like when he brings things that we know we don't need that's going to be a hindrance in our walk with Christ. We like it. But why? Because it pleasures the flesh. But here's what he said. He said, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Look at the next verse. And if you'll submit, and when he flees, you'll be able to draw nigh to God. Have you ever went for months and felt like God ain't speaking nothing to you? Might be a place where you need to draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Tonight, can I say to you, demons are real and they're relentless, but at the name of Jesus, no matter if you're on their radar, they have to flee. They have to get gone. I have sat in many jails, rehabs, hospitals, and deathbeds as a pastor, with people regretting things they've done in their life. That they said, I said I would never do that. And I don't know why I did it. It wasn't me. That ain't me. That ain't me. You take a man, you get him down there and get him cleaned up, get his mind right, and he say, I can't believe I've done that. The charges against me, I can't. That ain't me. I would never do that. What did it? That demonic force. What you can't see. That's warring you every day of your life. Tonight, can I say this? They're real, but my God is real. Amen? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. My prayer is this, that you have a good week and you realize when a problem comes your way, it ain't flesh and blood all the time. It ain't flesh and blood all the time. Most of the time, it's a spiritual battle. Because we're living in a spiritual world. Man, this world is spiritual. We're just passing through. We're pilgrims. We're not staying. We're not keeping. We're not carrying. There's nothing you can keep, nothing you can carry. When you die, you're going out. The only thing will be worth it is what you've done with Jesus Christ. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father, that when we read that last week and we got talking about demonic forces, I thank you that you've touched my heart with it. Lord God, to share tonight. Father, not to steer away from it. The world that we live in are putting out a lot of demonic stuff. That's not right. That's not biblical. That's not what we need, Father, tonight. And Lord, tonight, no matter what situation anybody's in, they can be delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Satan has no stronghold that the blood cannot break. There's no stronghold that the blood cannot cleanse and make all things new. And Lord, I pray tonight that you touch our hearts, you speak to our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary and I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, as we grow in our Christian walk, we understand that there is something out there that wants to make us stumble, wants us to fall. But all we have to do is submit ourselves unto you. And Lord God, you'll be right there. Resist the devil. He'll flee. Draw nigh unto God. Lord, I thank you tonight that we can draw nigh unto you. And your word says you'll draw nigh unto us. Lord, whoever needs to draw nigh tonight, I pray they do. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. You are dismissed.